thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favour from the Lord. That's Proverbs 18:22. If you're over 60, chances are you grew up in an era when you didn't know too many divorced couples and the subject was taboo. Now your children are growing up in a world where marriages fail every day. If you don't want yours to be one of them, number one, learn to show love. Psychologist William James said, "The deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. And if we don't feel appreciated at home, there's a good chance we won't feel appreciated at all. Because generally speaking, the world doesn't fulfill that desire. The best thing you can do for your spouse and your children is appreciate them and love them. Not based on their performance, but simply because they're yours. Second, pay attention. Theodore Herzberg said, "The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother." And that works the other way as well. A successful marriage is one that can go from crisis to crisis and keep getting stronger. Commitment, not emotion, is what carries you through. If you only intend to stay married as long as you feel like you're in love, then you're not truly committed to the relationship. Like anything worthwhile, a good marriage requires constant attention. And number three, protect your time together. If you live like you ought to be at work when you're with family and vice versa, something's wrong. Call a family conference and agree on how much time you should spend together. If you prioritize and protect those times, your marriage will thrive. That's How's Your Marriage Part 1 from Visions, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.